Welcome to this time, an interlude of time within what many are calling the Great Pause. Time for you to feel, to allow yourself to process, to heal, and to connect with the collective. You are not alone. Others are here. Others have been here. Grief is universal. And right now, I am here and I will be guiding you. My name is Tui Fleming. Think of me as your partner in practice. My voice is your anchor so that you may feel held, safe, whilst your mind and body are free to process. Know that there will be time throughout this practice to pause. Please rest in those pauses. They are designed for you to feel and to heal. Allow yourself that space and know that I will be here to bring your attention back in when it is time. The intensity and the reality of what we have all been feeling through these last few weeks is grief, loss, for some trauma, for all of us, uncertainty. Even if you have managed to calm yourself and find hope through this time, no doubt you have felt some of this. And others in your household, your bubble, your virtual workplace have been feeling this too. Know that this practice I'm guiding you in is for you, but when you connect with the energy of your heart, when you allow yourself to feel, not only are you processing and healing yourself, but you are evoking a healing energy that you can radiate out to help others. Close your eyes and settle in. Take a moment to get comfortable, ideally for this meditation lying down, but if you choose to sit, be comfortable and be warm. Let's begin with a deep, mindful breath. It might be the first fully conscious breath you've taken all day, so please nourish your body with the fullness of your breath. Inhaling through the nose, visualize your breath moving all the way down to the bottom of your lungs so that the whole of your torso expands with breath. Exhaling through the nose. Continue like this. We call these soft belly breaths, for as the very base of your lungs inflate, they gently push your diaphragm down, creating space for your belly to expand and rise. In traditional Chinese medicine, every organ of our body is associated with an emotion. The lungs are associated with sadness or grief. They are responsible for taking in the new and letting go of the old, the constant cycle of life. So as you inhale, focus on the quality of your breath, allowing it to be gentle, generous, and fluid. The breath comes and the breath leaves, just as your emotions come and can be let go, the constant cycle of life. Already you may be feeling a sense of presence, a sense of arriving here in your body, of resting into what is. Know that wherever you are safe, safe to keep your eyes closed, to journey through this meditation with me, to explore what is, to let in, let be, and let go. Now that you are fully connected to your breath that brings your body life, I invite you to connect now with your body. In particular, I want you to consider and connect to where you feel any grief, any sense of loss that has arisen recently. It may be job loss for you or maybe for others whom you know. It may be a loss of business, perhaps the loss of a loved one, or a loss of certainty. This is a loss that at this time we can all feel together. So connect now to where you feel this grief, where you feel this loss in your body, and move your hands to that place on your body. Maybe it's your belly, maybe it's your heart. Wherever you feel that sensation of grief, of loss, of sadness, place your hands there softly, gently, with love and compassion. And just pause here for a few moments to truly and fully acknowledge this feeling, this sensation in your body. No doubt you've been moving so fast over the last few weeks, moving to adapt, moving to change, moving to respond, to be there for those you need to be there for. Maybe it's the elderly, your children, people in your home, your community, in your team at work. You have been there and you are there for so many. But it is time for you to be here now for you, to honor that feeling of grief, of loss, of sadness. So hold your hands gently in the space where you feel that most, and allow me to talk you through the stages of grief. As I do, I want you to not attach to them. Just gently be aware of when and how you experienced each stage. Or maybe you haven't reached a specific stage yet, but you know someone else who has, and you can acknowledge them as you move through. Be here for you, but also extend and expand your presence to others whom you care for, whom you are here for. The first stage is denial or resistance. So bring your awareness to a time when you felt like, this won't affect me. Or surely, we won't be going to level 4. Back to that time where there was a sense of denial or resistance. Just notice who you were, where you were back then. And then with a sense of compassion, inhale deeply, and as you exhale, let it go, let it go. The next stage is anger. So when in the past few weeks have you felt some sense of anger or frustration? Maybe you were angry, frustrated at having to be home, having to change your business model, having to all of a sudden care for others so much more than you usually do. Maybe you have expressed some sense, some shape of anger toward others in your home or in your virtual team. And that's okay, that is so completely normal. Just notice, have an awareness of whether or when you experienced this stage of grief. And then with a sense of compassion, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, let it go, let it go. The next stage is bargaining, so forming some kind of compromise. Perhaps you considered in your mind, if I stay home, then it will get better. I can work with this. I can compromise. Or maybe you have compromised and bargained in other ways, so many unexpected and different ways over these past few weeks. Just notice. Bring awareness to those times. Feel those times in your body without attaching to them, with simply a subtle awareness. And then with a sense of compassion, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, let it go, let it go. The next stage is depression or sadness. This may have been or be characterized by a feeling or sense of fatigue or overwhelm. This idea in your mind that I don't know when or how this will truly end. The uncertainty that is so real for all of us. This can take us into a depressive or a sad stage. Notice if you are there, if you are feeling fatigued, overwhelmed, heavy, low. Just notice without attaching to those feelings. It is normal and it is so okay to be feeling all of these feelings. With your hands on that space that is feeling the deepest sensation of grief and loss, bring loving kindness to yourself through this uncertainty. And then with a sense of compassion, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, let it go, let it go. The next stage is acceptance. This is happening. We have to figure out how to proceed, and we are. We are all figuring it out. You have been figuring it out over these last few weeks. So notice and celebrate in this moment how you yourself have started to accept what is happening. And I know around us people are calling it the new normal, but there is no normal. There just is now. So accept what is now. And for you right now, that is here. That is your body, where it is, here, now, safe. Feel that sense of safety in your body now. Breathe in deeply. Continue to breathe long, slow, and deep, and start to feel a sense of softening, of surrendering into what is here and now. And as you start to feel your body softening and surrendering, you may have a sense of your heart also starting to soften, starting to expand with that softening, with the gentle caress of your love to yourself in this time. Feel that heart expansion. There is room in your heart for all of your feelings, including grief. But I want to ask you now to visualize the difference between two concepts. The first is grief. When I say that word, when you think of that word, grief, how does it feel in your body? Maybe there is a weight to it. Maybe there is a texture to it, maybe a color. Bring a picture into your mind formed from the sensations in your body of what grief feels like to you, or what you suspect it may feel like for others in this time. Hold that in your mind, in your body, and then let me ask you this. How does the word sorrow feel? When I say that word, when you think that word, sorrow, how does it feel in your body? Breathe into that word, sorrow. What is the weight of it? What is the texture of it? What is the color of sorrow? Bring a picture into your mind formed from the sensations in your body of what sorrow feels like to you. For many, many people, grief is heavy. It is jagged, fractured, slimy, murky, and dark. And when we talk about sorrow, for many, many people, it is more tender, flowing, smoky, or perhaps watery like a river. It is far more organic, lighter. It is the river that leads us to love. And here in love, as love, we can find the sixth stage of grief, which is meaning. What is suffering if not to bring us to collective consciousness, to signal to us that it is time to look closer, deeper at who we are, at who we want to be, at how we want to live, and how we love. Energy follows thought. You can choose to let go of the heavy weight of grief and instead move into the tender flow of sorrow, which will move you into the energy of the heart and bring expansion and awakening to the meaning of this life. So as you lie here, eyes closed, safely in your body, if you so choose, you can remove your hands from wherever they have been and place them by your sides. You can reveal your heart safely and let it be seen. You can let go of the weight of grief and let it flow into the tenderness of sorrow. And as you do, allow your heart to open, to expand. And as you allow your heart to expand, I want you to imagine above the crown of your head an orb of light. It is soft, gentle, diffused light. It is warm and it warms you from within. And as you imagine and really start to feel the warming quality of this light, it starts to organically evolve and shape-shift itself into tendrils of opalescent white, flowing, glowing, ever brighter. These tendrils are encircling you, enfolding you in their luminescence, in their love. Allow this light to flood you, to open your heart, to feel all the feelings that you have been feeling over these last few weeks, but feel them as sorrow, as tenderness, as an awakening to love. Feel it all now. The denial, the anger, frustration, the bargaining, compromise, the sadness, everything that was, everything that is, loss, sorrow, tender sorrow. Feel it all now. It's all right. Know that it is all right to feel everything that you have been feeling, everything that you are feeling. You are safe to feel it all, absorbed in and infused by that orb of light as it embraces you. Your heart feels, and you allow yourself to express your sorrow for yourself and for others. And as you express and feel that sorrow, your tender heart expands like the blossoming of a flower, slowly but surely. Rest in this pause as you feel it opening, and I will call you back in a little while. It is all right to feel everything that you have been feeling, everything that you are feeling. but with your body and with your breath, and together as a collective, we will get through all of everything that is ahead of us, despite the uncertainty and in spite of any loss. We will get through it with your heart intelligence, with love. Know this. Feel this in your body now. Breathe into this knowledge, the wisdom that is within you, providing you anchorage, stability, strength, a central core from which to expand. With every breath, feel your heart expanding. Feel awake, feel alive, feel fully conscious and connected to all parts of you and all people who are separate to you, outside the walls of your home, in your community, your family, your friends, your colleagues, everyone in this country, all people in the world who are experiencing some level of loss, separate to you, yet connected to you in the energy of humankind. With the energy of your heart, you can connect to their grief, and with loving kindness, ease it into sorrow, which is tender, compassionate. Expand into this energy, the compassion of your heart. And as you sit or lie here in the full extent of your compassion, allow me to read these words to you. And please allow them to just wash over you together with that luminescent light. This is the Shanti Deva prayer. May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector for those without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those with oceans to cross, a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those in the dark, and a servant to all those in need, as long as living beings exist and suffering afflicts them. May I too abide to dispel the misery of the world. May I be a guard for those who need protection, a guide for those on the path, a boat, a raft, a bridge for those who wish to cross the flood. May I be a lamp in the darkness, a resting place for the weary, a healing medicine for all who are sick, a vase of plenty, a tree of miracles, and for the boundless multitudes of living beings, may I bring sustenance and awakening, enduring like the earth and sky, until all beings are freed from sorrow and all are awakened. Allow these words to wash over you. Know that you can be that for others. You are being that for others as you've processed this meditation, as you've processed your feelings, turned grief into sorrow, and in your sorrow opened up and expanded your heart for yourself and for all others whom you care about. All others in this country and in the world who so need our loving kindness and our compassion in this time. Let's take one more full, deep, nourishing breath together, nourishing your body with the fullness of your breath, your vital life force. Breathe it all the way down to your belly and pause there. And then a long, slow exhale out. As you do, feeling any remnants of tension melting away, allowing yourself to rest here in whatever feeling is left over for you, whatever feeling remains, or perhaps whatever new feeling has arisen in your body. There is no rush to move. As you rest here in this pause, this time, this space that you have carved out for you, hold that feeling in your body. Continue breathing gently, noticing what you notice. And now allow yourself a moment of gratitude for everyone else in the collective who is in process. And gratitude too for yourself, for giving yourself this time, this space to process, to rest in the pause, to find a sense of calm and hope in the midst of the chaos that is around us, to heal. Take this moment now for gratitude. And my gratitude to you for being here, for choosing love. My name is Tui Fleming, and I wish you a wellspring of well-being and abundance of deep peace.